Matthew chapter 13. Matthew chapter 13. Man, I want to tell you, Brother Sparks did a great job preaching last week. That was a blessing to me. And he will be preaching this Wednesday night as well. And so, looking forward to what God is going to do this week. Be praying that God would lead us forward, direct us, guide us. We're thankful for his touch. Amen. I wouldn't want to do it without the Lord. How about you? Amen. Matthew chapter 13, verse 18. Hear ye therefore the parable of the sower. Now, Jesus had already told the parable, how the sower sowed the seed. Some fell by the wayside, some fell on stony places, some fell among thorns, but then other seeds fell on good ground. And now he's explaining what it meant. Verse 19, when anyone heareth the word, everybody say the word. When anyone heareth the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one and catcheth away that which was sown in his heart. This is he which received seed by the wayside. But he that received the seed into stony places, the same is he that heareth the word, and anon with joy receiveth it, yet hath he not root in himself, but dureth for a while. For when tribulation or persecution ariseth because of the word, by and by he is offended. He also that receives seed among the thorns is he that heareth the word, and the cares, or the care of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becometh unfruitful. But he that receiveth seed into the good ground is he that heareth the word and understandeth it, which also beareth fruit and bringeth forth some an hundredfold, some 60, and some 30. I'm going to talk to us today about the seed of God's word. The seed of God's word. Would you lay your Bibles down? Let's just open our hearts for what God wants to do today. Lord, just have your way in me. Have your way in this church, Lord. Have your way in our lives today. I pray that you would minister. Lord, minister to specific situations here today that only you know what's going on. But I pray that through your word, Lord, there would go forth a power, an anointing in this house, Lord, that is able to heal and to deliver and to minister. I pray, God, that you would encourage some heart here today, that they would know that they're not here by accident, but you brought them here to this place and to this time, and that you know what they're going through, and you're going to break away, and you're going to bring them out of this, Lord, in Jesus' name. I pray that your word would go forth and find a place in all of us, Lord, that it can grow and produce fruit. And we give you the praise for it right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. How many of you have ever planted a seed at some point in your life? Let me ask this. Has anybody ever not planted a seed ever that you can remember? All right. Okay. So we all know what we're talking about here today. One of the most interesting science projects that I can remember from elementary school was when they had us plant a seed between two pieces of plastic. It may have been glass, but I feel like it was plastic. But they had a seed there, and we planted it in between these two pieces of plastic. And then as it started to grow, you could see the stages that the seed went through as it grew into a plant. And how interesting that was. And I remember that all the way back to elementary school and what principles there are just from learning about a seed. There's so many things of life that relate to the growing of a seed into a plant. And if we've been around the church any length of time, no doubt we've heard preaching from this parable quite often. Jesus would use everyday things that people understood to explain spiritual things that were sometimes maybe a little complicated, but he would take these everyday things that people understood to explain the spiritual things in an uncomplicated way. In this parable today, what is the seed? It's the Word of God. Okay? The seed is God's Word. What is the soil? The soil is our heart. It's our life. It's how our hearts receive the seed of God's Word. Amen. That's revealed in what kind of soil we are. Are we the wayside, where we hear the Word of God, but we don't really understand it, and so we don't really receive it, and then comes the wicked one and just takes away what God wanted to sow in our heart? Are we the stony ground? The stony ground, and when the Word comes, we receive it, and we're even excited about what God speaks to us, and something starts to happen in us, but then we're shallow, and the Word can't find root. It can't find root, and so as soon as we go through a trial or hard times or persecution, even it says we get offended because we're shallow. Someone says something to us. Someone does us wrong. Someone mistreats us. Somebody gossips about us. Somebody, whatever it is, something happens and we get offended because we're shallow. And then there's the thorny ground. The cares of this world, all the things of life, they choke the Word. They choke the Word, and so we're unfruitful. You notice all of these do not produce fruit. All of these do not produce fruit. If we're not producing fruit, there's something wrong. We're called to produce fruit. We're called to produce fruit. And if there's no fruit, something is wrong. When you look at a life and you see that there's no fruit, and sometimes we look at others, but we need to examine ourselves. And if I see from my life that no fruit is being produced, well, God, maybe I'm in a season where I'm waiting, but I want to make sure, is the soil of my heart correct? Is the soil of my heart such that I can receive the Word of God and I can produce fruit? But the good ground, that's those who hear the Word. They understand the Word. They receive the Word. It takes root, and they bring forth fruit. Some 100 times, some 60 times, some 30 times. Now, here's the deal. It was the same seed. It was the same sower. But it was different results. Sometimes we like to blame others for our issues. But really, we can't blame our lack of results on the sower, because it was the same sower in every situation. We can't blame our lack of growth on the seed, because it was the same sower, the same seed. But the difference is the soil. The difference is the soil. We've got to do whatever it takes to prepare our heart and our mind to be the right kind of soil. I want to tell somebody here today, you've got to do what it takes to stir up the soil of our heart. Don't let your heart get hardened. Don't let your heart get to a place where you can't hear the Word of God. Don't let your heart get to a place where it's rocky and it's stony and it's thorny. You've got to do something to plow the ground so it can receive the Word. And sometimes a preacher will get to preaching and it feels like something is kind of bothering me. This is kind of, it's roughing my spirit up. And there's something here that I just don't feel comfortable with this, because what's happening is the Word of God is trying to plow the ground and the preacher's trying to plow some things, because God wants to drop some seed into our hearts that will produce fruit. Hallelujah. Amen. Sometimes we'll have an evangelist come and you know, Brother Poe was here for a few weeks, and he has a way He has a way of plowing a little bit. He has a way of making you uncomfortable. He just has a way. He's always been like that. That's his ministry. But and sometimes we think, well, I just want to come to church and I want to relax and take it easy and I just want to, you know, I just want smooth sailing. I don't want to be uncomfortable. But sometimes our heart has become hardened and the seed of the Word of God can't get in there until something kind of just roughs us up a little bit. It was the same seed. It was the same sower, but the difference is the soil. The soil. Amen. And as pastor, I've seen this exact scene played out over and over and over again throughout the 20 years that I've been pastoring. We don't always know right at the beginning what kind of soil somebody's going to be. But given time, the soil will reveal itself, whether good or bad. Now, many times we think of this parable only in salvation. The Word of God goes forth, and we either receive it or we don't. We either act on it on faith or we don't. We either repent of our sins, are baptized in Jesus' name, are filled with the gift of the Holy Ghost, or not. And then many times we stop right there. And we assume that, well, since I'm still going to church, I'm still on the pew, I'm still praying every once in a while, I'm still, you know, I'm still trying to be involved in ministry, and we assume that we must be part of the good ground, right? We must be okay because, you know, I've done everything I'm supposed to do. I've been baptized in Jesus' name, and so check. I've received the gift of the Holy Ghost, check. I paid my tithes this month, and check. So I must be good. I must be part of the good ground. We've got to realize today there may be more seed that God is trying to plant in us to produce some harvest that we haven't produced yet. Hallelujah. I really feel like I have a word for somebody here today, and I don't know what you're going through and what you're facing, but somebody here needs to know God is not finished with your life. God is not finished with you. He has not done all he wants to do. He has not produced everything in you that is his will. There's more to come. Are we so short-sighted that we bought the lie from the enemy that says, well, this is as good as it gets, and so this is all there is to life and all that God has called us to? I've come to tell you there's a greater future than your past. There's a greater future than where you're at today. Come on, God has greater things. God is wanting to do more than what we've ever seen and experienced. Yes, I want you to act on salvation, but don't just stop there. There's more that God wants to do. Hallelujah. And so God, it's God's will that we grow. It's God's will that we grow. Think with me today about the potential that's within a seed. The potential that is there. Take a little seed, just sometimes it's a very small seed, and in that seed is great potential. And some seeds, there's a potential to produce a tree that's a million times bigger than the seed. Isn't that something? It's a very small seed. It's going to take time. But when it's planted in the ground and when it's allowed to grow and it'll take years to reach its full potential, the possibility is there. It was there in that seed from the very beginning to produce a tree that's a million times bigger than the seed. Within the seed of God's Word, there are possibilities beyond the power of our human mind to conceive. Just as that little seed has no idea of what a great tree it can produce, we too have no idea of all that God's Word wants to produce in us. But if we will keep the seed of God's Word planted in our heart, I tell you, there will be a great harvest. There will be a great harvest. It will produce fruit. The farmer, he keeps the seed planted. He waters it. He cultivates it. He fertilizes it so it can produce something great. And so do we. We have to keep the word of God planted in our heart. We've got to water it. We've got to cultivate it. We've got to fertilize it. Come on, you got to keep coming to church and just let it get fertilized. And you got to keep going to prayer and keep watering the word of God. You've got to cultivate it and say, God, you've given me some promises. You spoke some things into my heart, and I'm not letting go. I'm just going to keep the word of God planted, and I'm going to keep trusting you that you're bringing a harvest. You're making a way. You're going to produce fruit in my life and in my family. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. One time I preached on the five stages of a seed. Most of you probably don't remember that. I don't even know for sure when it was. But first of all, the seed has to be planted. Okay? If you're going to have a harvest, you got to plant something. You can't just leave that seed up on a shelf and assume that everything. No, that seed has got to go into the ground, and it's got to die. If nothing is planted, there won't be a harvest. The seed has to get in the ground. And so how are we to get seed, the seed of God's word, in us? Well, the best way is to come to church and hear the preaching of the word of God. And something in the atmosphere drops into our spirit, and hopefully we receive it as good ground, and it starts to grow. All right? So the seed has to get into the ground. Galatians 6 and 7 says, "Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap." If there's no seed planted, well, we can't be mad when there's no fruit. All right? But when the seed has been planted in the ground, there is a law that holds true. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. If you plant corn, you're going to reap corn. If you plant cucumbers, you're going to reap cucumbers. If you plant tomatoes, there's going to be a tomato plant. If you plant wheat, there's going to be wheat. Sometimes we haven't planted the seed to produce the fruit that we want. And we go around with an attitude. Well, all I'm reaping is heartache and trouble and circumstance and all that's happening is, well, it's just the things of the world and it's the trials of this life. And I want to tell you, it rains on the just and the unjust, but you just keep planting good seed. And there will be good fruit that's produced. Hallelujah. Sometimes we've stopped planting the seed of the flesh and the lust of this world and all of those things. And now we've just begun. And we're like, well, God, why isn't it happening faster? I want to encourage somebody today. Keep planting good seed. Keep watering it. Keep cultivating it. There is a law of the harvest. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. It is not God's will that there be a harvest without the planting of a seed. There's work that we have to do to be a part of this great harvest that God has for us. And so, what kind of harvest are we looking for? What kind of fruit are we wanting to produce? We've got to plant seed that matches the fruit of what we want to harvest. Now, what's the seed? The Word of God. The Word of God. If somebody needs salvation, they've got to receive some seed to know that it's God's will to save them. When the seed is sown and when they come to the realization that, you know what, I'm lost and going to hell and I need help and I don't know how to help myself, but Jesus Christ, it says that he died for me, and in his word there's a plan that if I can follow this plan, it says it will save me from hell. And then the word of God is planted, and if they'll receive that, then that seed can grow into the fruit of salvation. The seed has to be planted. The seed has to be planted, and then it produces fruit. Sometimes we want people to come into the church and it's their first service here, and all of a sudden we just want them to be filled with the Holy Ghost and we want them to be baptized, and there are times that it does happen just quickly like that. But sometimes they've got to have a little word that's planted in their heart. They've got to have somebody that'll teach them a Bible study. Somebody's got to have a burden and say, you know what? Just like I received the seed, I'm going to plant the seed in somebody else's life. I'm going to teach a Bible study. I'm going to study myself, and I'm going to teach someone how to be saved. Hallelujah. Every one of us are called. Every one of us are called to be Bible study teachers. Amen. Amen. Folks, you better get ready. I'm telling you, better get ready, get ready, get ready. Because people are coming. There's a revival for this city, but it's more than what the pastor can do. It's more than what the pastor's wife or just a few others can do. We've all got to get on board. We've all got to be a part of this, because there's people that they're going to need teaching from the Word of God. The Word is the seed. It's got to be planted, and then it produces fruit. If somebody needs healing in their body, they've got to receive some seed to know that it's God's will to heal them. How are they supposed to receive that kind of seed? They need to be filling their life with the Word of God that promises healing. So much so that there won't be a doubt in their mind and in their heart that it's God's will that they be set free from sickness. And when the word is planted in their heart, when God's word, it comes and it promises their healing, and that's planted in them, it is going to produce fruit. It will produce fruit. Hallelujah. If we want to see supernatural things happen, if we want to experience a mighty end time revival, if we want to be the extension of the Book of Acts church here in this modern day, we've got to have some seed planted in us that will produce that kind of fruit. Where do we find that kind of seed? Is there an evangelist that come and he's just going to be the key? Sometimes God uses that. But more than that, the church has got to be ready first. We need to be planting seed of apostolic authority and the supernatural. We get in the Word of God. We read through the Book of Acts, and we read about the miracles and the signs and the wonders, and we let it become part of our spirit till all of a sudden this is just who we are, and we start to expect it, and we start to look for it, and we start to believe that, hey, it can happen. I've read it in the Word, and I believe it's going to happen. So number one, the first stage of a seed, the seed's got to be planted. And then it's got to be watered and cultivated. And through prayer and waiting on the Lord, that seed's going to grow. Then the second stage is roots. Roots. Everybody say roots. Roots. How do y'all say it? Roots. That all happens underground. We can't see what's going on. And it's easy to get impatient. It's easy to get frustrated. We can't see everything that's happening underground. But just because we can't see it from our perspective doesn't mean it's not happening. And sometimes we look at it and we think, well, nothing's growing and nothing's changing and there's no progress and I'm just still at the same point and nothing's happening and we just see a barren field. But the biggest harvest takes the deepest roots. So the longer we're at this level, we actually should be rejoicing. Oh, pastor, that's not what I want to hear. I want to hear that my situation's about to change and change fast. Well, I've just come to tell you, some of you, God has called you to some things that you can't even imagine. You can't even understand it yet. You've never even dreamed or fathomed it. But God is saying, I've got to get a root system that can support that kind of growth. I've got to get a foundation for you so that when the growth happens, it may be quick, it may happen overnight, but we got to get the foundation right. Hallelujah. Maybe there's someone here today and you know that you've received the seed of God's word and you've received it by faith and it's been planted in the soil of your life. And right now you're in this season and you're waiting on God. You are praying. You are believing. You're looking for signs that something has changed in your family or in your child or in your health, maybe in your finances, and you've just not seen it yet. There seems like there's no change. It seems like it's a barren field. I've come to tell you, hold on to the promise of God. You stand on the word of God. You keep speaking the word of God by faith. You keep declaring the word of God. My family is going to be saved. I'm coming through this trial. My healing is on the way. My miracle is about to happen. It could be that God is just producing some roots, some things below the surface that will eventually support a bigger miracle than what you've even dreamed of. So if we get impatient, we can damage our future growth if we try to get ahead of God. We can't pull up roots every time something gets a little difficult and expect to keep growing. It takes time to build a root system. Did you know that roots actually grow the most in difficult times? During struggles, times of drought, the times when it seems like we're not going to make it, that's when those roots stretch out and they grow, and that's when we develop a root system that will propel us forward later. So let the roots grow. Don't pull them up. Don't get impatient. Don't let the enemy get you distracted. Just let the roots keep growing. Keep trusting the process. Keep trusting the word of God. And then there's breakthrough. Everybody say breakthrough. Finally, we can see a little plant that's breaking through the soil. We know that something is definitely happening, but we still have so far to go. And that new plant, it's so little. It's so fragile. It's not even close to what we're believing for in the end. But somebody needs to hear this today. If God started it, come on, somebody. If God started it, you can believe he's going to finish it. Oh, if God started it, if he was able to take a seed and put it in the ground and it died and there where nobody could see it, something happened and life started growing, and now you can see the evidence of something happening and something changing. I tell you, God is able to finish it. Somebody needs to have a little encouragement in your heart today. If there's been a little change, if there's been a little difference, if there's something that's happening, if there's been a little answer to prayer somewhere, you just realize God has started it, and I'm going to trust him to finish the process. I'm going to believe that he's going to take me through. Amen, amen. I've always heard great healing preachers. See, there's a difference sometimes between an instantaneous miracle and a healing. I would say probably all of us want the miracle that happens instantly. But that's not always what we need. Sometimes It's the process that God's doing something and God's working, and we're trusting him through this, and our faith is, it's being tried, but it's being strengthened. And so we praise God for what's happening. And so I've always heard from a child, well, you know, I don't have, somebody would say, well, I don't have total victory or healing, but something's changing. Praise God for it. Praise God for it. Sometimes you just got to realize there's something growing here that's bigger than me, and God is working. And so if there's a little change, if there's a little difference, if God did the little difference, he can do the big thing. It doesn't make any difference to him. Sometimes God gives us little clues along the way. And many times we will miss the little clues because they're so small. We're looking for a big miracle. We're looking for our whole family to come into church one night and everybody come to the altar and everybody be transformed and saved. And so we don't realize it when somebody just maybe asks us a little question. Hey, could you pray for me? That's awesome. That means something's happening. That means something's changing. Worship God for the little miracles every single day. Amen. Later, we look back and we realize, okay, God was working. I see how God was moving. I do see the path that he was taking. But when we're in the middle of it, it looks so small sometimes. But I tell you, the potential is there. And God is still working and God is still moving. Thank God for the little down payment that you get. It's not the full promise. It's not the full miracle, but it's just a little clue that God is in control and he has started something in me, and I'm going to praise him for the complete work. Hallelujah. And then the fourth stage of the seed is the young plant. An immature plant looks a lot like a mature plant. But in the immature plant, there's no fruit yet. The seed is doing its work. It's growing. It's becoming something. But there's no fruit yet. The potential is there. It's getting close. We're closer than ever before. But we've got to keep waiting on the Lord. And so it's so important that we keep growing at this stage, because the enemy would love to come in. Come on, somebody. The enemy would love to come in at this point in the process and destroy us before we're able to mature and produce fruit. He'd love to get us offended at something, to where we give up and we just give up on what God's doing, and then we'll miss everything we've been waiting for and praying for and believing for. Sometimes we get to looking at others and we get to comparing where we're at compared to where they're at, and we get discouraged because maybe somebody's further along and it just seems like everything's working out for them and they're rejoicing in their time of harvest, and we're just kind of stuck with no fruit. And we get discouraged. And I want to tell you, you don't know everything they've been through. You don't know everything that's happened behind the scenes. We don't know how long it took them to develop that root system. We don't know how many rainy days they had to endure before the sun began to shine in their life. How many times do people quit when they're at this stage? They're so close. It's right there. Things are starting to take place, but then they give up. Maybe they look at some other ministry or some other church and it sinks. Well, and they think, well, I'll just go and I'll just move myself there. And there was almost time for a harvest where they're at, but they saw something. It looked a little greener over the other side of the fence, and they thought, well, maybe I'll get over there and it'll happen faster for me. And what they don't realize is they interrupt the process. They interrupt the process, and then they don't understand why it's not easy to just kind of transplant themselves to another field. And they wonder why their struggle now and their setbacks and why their growth is stunted. I've come to tell somebody, don't give up.
Don't give up. There's a harvest coming. There's fruit on the way. God is going to fulfill what he's promised he will do. All of that potential that's inside of the seed, all of that potential that's been planted in us through his word, give it time to do its work. Keep trusting the Lord. Keep watering it. Keep cultivating it. And keep waiting on God to do the work. Hallelujah. And then finally, number five is the mature plant. We grow fruit. It goes to harvest. And then we grow more fruit. And there's seasons now. But we've kind of seen the process that's brought us to this point. And so it gives us hope that, yes, there's a time of producing fruit. But then the fall and the winter's here. But springtime's coming. Springtime's coming, and not only in our own life, but in a church. There's stages, there's seasons. This church is at an exciting stage right now. This is so exciting. Being blessed to minister at different churches over the years, it's neat to see different cultures and different styles of having church, and you know, different personalities that are in churches kind of get a personality. Have you ever noticed that? And different churches will have different personalities, and it's just neat how all of that works. This is a very exciting place to be right now. There's faith in this house. There's faith in this house. Faith doesn't happen just because everything's gone so great. No, faith doesn't happen just because a church has never gone through a trial. Faith happens that in spite of the trials, in spite of the things that we've gone through, we keep coming back and worshiping him. We keep coming back and trusting his word. We keep standing. We keep standing. Come on, somebody, keep standing in the midst of your storm. Keep standing in the middle of your trial. And having done all, to stand. If you don't know what to do, just keep standing on God's word. Keep standing. God's going to bring us through this. Hallelujah. And so this church is at a very, very exciting stage. Where are we at, Pastor? Where are we at? I believe that the seed has been planted. I believe God's been taking time to produce roots. I believe that there's been breakthrough. Okay, we can see things starting to happen. We can see things to change. I believe that the plant is growing. And I believe fruit's on the way. I believe fruit's on the way. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I wonder if you'd stand with me in closing today. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I've got several ways we can go here, but due to time, I'm just going to focus on one of them. If you're here today, and I know of some needs, but there's probably more than what I know about. If you're here today and you need healing in your body, physical healing, you need a seed that can be planted in your heart today. And you receive that by faith, and it starts to grow, and it produces fruit, to where you're just convinced that not only can God heal, but he will. He will. See, most of us here today believe God can. God can. Remember the man said, God, if you will, I know you can. Jesus said, I will. I will. I will. Matthew chapter 4 and verse 23. Matthew chapter 4 and verse 23. And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. Well, sometimes we say, God can heal this, but this situation, no. All manner of sickness, all manner of disease. The next verse says, and his fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought unto him all sick people that were taken with divers diseases, that's just many kinds of diseases, and torments, and those which were possessed with devils, those which were lunatic. Somebody said they were crazy. And those that had the palsy. I don't know for sure what the palsy was, but they had several things that they called some names that they probably developed in lots of other diseases today. And he healed them. Now, the Old Testament prophesied of what Jesus was going to do at Calvary. He was going to take our sin. He was going to take our infirmities. And by his stripes, we are healed. This had not even happened yet when Jesus was healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. He hadn't even gone to Calvary yet. And so we have even a greater promise today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Why does the Bible tell us that when somebody is sick, we call for the elders of the church, we anoint them with oil, we pray the prayer of faith? Why would we be told to pray the prayer of faith if it's not God's will to heal? How can you pray a prayer of faith truly if you're thinking, well, it's not God's will to heal them, but I'm just going to pray a prayer. That's not faith. Faith is saying, I'm going to call something that is not as it was. They're sick in body. They're sick in mind. They've got trouble. They've got whatever it is. I'm going to speak it by faith that that trouble's leaving, that that sickness is departing, and that they are healed in Jesus' name. It's a prayer of faith. Get the word and you start studying the word and you start seeing these scriptures that promise things to the church. They promise things to the church. Peter went further than that. He said, by his stripes ye were healed. What does that mean? That means by those stripes that were laid on the back of Jesus Christ, it wasn't that you, he was doing the work right then. And so we've got to take hold of this by faith. There's got to be a seed that drops into our hearts. Somebody here today, whether it's healing or you need a miracle in your family or a financial blessing, whatever it is, you need to get hold of this word, the seed of God's word, and you need to let it fall into your heart and start to cultivate that. And every day you go back and read those scriptures and you declare it by faith. And when doubt starts to come and starts to speak to you, you say, no, I reject that. I don't receive that. I don't come into agreement with that, but I believe it by faith. We are going to have revival. We are going to see miracles and signs and wonders. There is going to be a mighty outpouring of the Holy Ghost. My family's coming back. My family's coming back. My kids are coming back. I believe it. I receive it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. In closing, closing, would you come around this altar? Let's just believe God by faith in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, Lord, I receive it. Let the word grow. Let it speak to my heart today, Lord. Let it grow into a great and mighty plant, Lord, that's going to produce fruit. I want to see the fruit, Lord. I want to see fruit. I want to be producing fruit in the name of Jesus. Come on, get negativity out of your mind. Don't let doubt stay there any longer, but trust in the word of God. I speak the word of faith. I speak the word of faith today. God is able to do absolutely anything. There is nothing that he cannot do. Lord, we stand on your word. We stand on your promises. We declare it today in Jesus' name.